First things first, is Kamala Harris leveraging the Alphabet community in order to garner more votes? Well, let's talk about it. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications.
Because Kamala Harris, she's desperately trying to win over Gen Z. So much so, she launched her campaign. What's going on here? With drag queens as well.
Of course.
Your vote is your power. So please make sure your voice is heard this November and register to vote at vote.gov.
Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Now on with the show.
And remember, you better vote.
Where do I begin? Where doeth thou begin? Where doeth thou begin? Where doeth thou begin? Look at this picture, y'all. Look at this picture. Is this not diversity, equity, and inclusion? Shout out to Carrie, and I'm going to be reading that super chat shortly. Is this not diversity, equity, inclusion? Look at all of the symbolism in the back. You got RuPaul's Drag Race right up there in the upper left-hand corner. You have pictures of RuPaul in a dress. They've been feeding you this for years. Don't sit here and tell me that we shouldn't have men and women's sports. What do you mean? Y'all supporting it. Y'all said, oh my God. NSYNC is up there. You got the black women, the black man, the man that's dressed as a woman, the biological man that's dressed as a woman. And who do you have in the middle of all of it? Cam Cam. Cam Cam is right in the middle of it. Did we not see this play? Now they so comfortable. Look. Obama finessed you so bad. Obama finessed you so bad that Obama said, listen, I'm a black man. And everybody that I shake hands inside of the White House, if they white, I'm going to do like this. If they're black, I'm going to do like this on the backhand side. I am your President Obama. And this is a message of hope. This is a message of hope. You know, Trump and his associates, they aren't for the American people. But what we've done in the White House, even though we've had the same immigration policies, and even though we didn't do anything for black people, and our landmark legislation is based off of Obamacare and celebrating the LGBTQ community, and we made sure that we pushed through marriage that it's not the foundation of America, but you guys support it. And I am getting a presidential library in Chicago, even though it's the most crime-ridden city in the Midwest. We're definitely going to continue to push change, and we're throwing our support behind Kamala Harris. We're definitely going to support Kamala Harris. And old Joe, don't worry about Joe. Don't worry about, I got Joe, okay? But we're definitely throwing our support behind Com. Mama in charge, yeah. Landmark legislation. And now they don't even have to fool you anymore. They don't even have to say, listen, I'm not doing it. Dog, they have had no conversations. You got to remember, I am a person that's speaking so objectively because I don't even support legislation that separates us. I don't believe that there should be separate laws for Asians. I don't believe that there should be separate laws for homosexuality. I don't believe that there should be separate laws for a Jewish community. I think that we should have laws that then govern us all that gives us all an opportunity to be able to pull ourselves up and do the thing that's in the best interest of our families, or put America first. I think that all of this little individual separation between each other just makes us hate each other more because it pits us against each other instead of bringing us together, right? So I'm so objective in this conversation because what I stand for is completely different from what you're asking for. But I respect your ask. I respect your voice. I respect the idea that we don't censor people and that the freedom to be able to pursue liberty and justice and happiness for all should be extended to all of us. So even though I may be a Christian, I respect your right to praise your God. I respect your right to protest if you disagree with me. I respect you having a difference of opinion with me. I don't want you censored. I want to talk to people that have a difference of opinion than me because maybe I may learn something. Maybe I may see things your way. But guess what? You know what the funniest part about it? Even though I'm not a person that want to separate myself based off of the identity of something that I can't control, you do. And I respect that. But they plan in your face because they not even talking about anything that'll help you. When they asked you, would you want reparations, which I'm fundamentally against, they say, we'll study it. That's what she said out of her mouth. If I'm lying, I'm flying. They said, I'll study it. See, the one thing that people that disagree with me and the reason why people rock with me is because even though you may disagree with me, I'm fair. I'm fair. I'm an equal accountability smoke giver and I give credit where credit is due. I'm fair. I don't censor people in the chat when they have a difference of opinion in me. You know why? Because that's not who we are as Americans. They don't have to go to you and say, hey, black man, I want to do something for you because your vote is already sold up. They don't have to go to white women and say, hey, I'm rocking with you. Let me see what it is that I can do for your community because your vote is already sold up. They're not even going to California. They're not going to New York. They're not going to places that's already blue. You know where they're going? You know what they did? You know what Obama did? Let me tell you what Obama really did. That then set the stage. He walked so that Kamala could run. Obama walked so that Kamala could run. When Obama came into office, and this is just my opinion, this is my theory, feel free to have a difference of opinion and to say, Anton, you're wrong. But hear me out. Hear me out. Before you judge me, hear me out. This is a theory, right? This is my hypothesis. This is my educated guess. Obama was in office for 8 years, right? And he ran on a message of hope. And after he left, even till today, one of the things that he continues to legislate for, advocate for, and speak on is rights for the alphabet community, which is fine. Cool. I'm with it. Alphabet community rights. That's what he stood on. That's what he's a part of. That's what he believes in. I don't know why he's so fervent in it, but it's got to be a reason why you're so interested in making sure that you suffer at the stake for the alphabet community. But what they did is the same thing that they're doing with the migrant class that they're bringing in today. You know what they're doing? They're creating a new voter block. They doing the same thing that they did to the black community during the civil rights era, and that they're tying them to the government in order to help them believe. They're pushing them into believing that you're going to forever be tied to the Democratic Party because you got a handout, or that they're working in your behalf, even though it's not something that's best for your families. The conservative values and the principles is the foundation of America that then allows for you to thrive. But they're basically giving you scraps off a Longshanks table in order to tie you to the Democratic Party. They did it to black people by then separating families and making women and men independent on the federal government in order to be able to survive. And that's why they gave you a handout. That's why they forgave your student loan. That's why people can't objectively say, you know what, this is not best for my family. I'm the person that took out the student loan. I should be the person that's responsible for it. But I see people every day say, but Biden forgave my student loan, so I'm loyal. I'm loyal because he forgave my student loan, even though it came out of our tax dollars. And then they did it with women, with feminism. And they forever tied you to the Democratic Party because they made you believe, even though it separated you from your family, that you were better off by yourself. And now you're suffering and you a single baby mama. And then they did it to the alphabet community and they said, listen. We gonna make sure that we give y'all marriage with each other. And that y'all can put each other on y'all healthcare coverage. but you're going to forever be loyal to us. You're going to forever be loyal to us. And we're going to remind you of that by putting Kamala Harris on this seat. And she's going to be on here advocating for the alphabet community. But you've seen no commercials when it comes to the black community. And up next, for my latest party trick, we got illegal immigration. It's the same play, decade after 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 decade. New group, who gonna be the new group? I got a theory on who gonna be the new group. I got a theory on who gonna be the new group, but I'm gonna save that. I'm gonna save that part of the show. I have a theory on who the new group gonna be after we get done creating another voter block. Am I giving y'all too much truth? Is this too much truth bomb for y'all, or should I tone it down? Am I speaking too many thoughts that I would usually say in person that I would reserve for in person, or should I tone it down? Y'all let me know what y'all think. Let me go.